The topic of this session is journaling. And I first wanted to start off with why journaling is so important. Journaling has been around for a long time and people have been writing about their feelings forever. We've got a greater understanding now from a scientific perspective as to why journaling is so effective and why it's been used for so long. There's an article published in the New York Times titled, "What's Lost as Handwriting Fades." In the article, numerous studies were presented and discussed showing the relevancy and benefits of the physical act of writing and the ways in which the brain responds to it from a scientific standpoint. What I first want to do is I really want to talk about what journaling can do for you, and then I want to talk about it in relationship to going through divorce. So let's get started. First off, journaling improves insight and understanding, leading to greater personal growth. So as you write and just free flow write and let all of your ideas go down on paper, you actually start to get in touch with some of the feelings that you're having and connect the dots in other areas of your life. In so doing, you get greater and greater insight into what's happening in your life. And at this stage of going through divorce, that's invaluable. Number two, a little more scientific here, it evokes mindfulness. Now there's a really strong connection between happiness and mindfulness. I like Jon Kabat-Zinn's definition of mindfulness. Mindfulness means paying attention in a particular way on purpose in the present moment and non-judgmentally. So in essence, you're meditating, paying attention on purpose in the present moment and not being judgmental about it. So journaling brings you into that state of mindfulness where past frustrations and future anxieties lose their edge in the present moment, and it helps you to gain perspective. Another thing that journaling does is that it assists you in achieving your goals. Here's the thing. When you write, again, that physical act of writing, when you write your goals, it signals the brain that it's important. And then a part of your brain is activated and makes those goals relevant and then uses its tools to achieve that goal. Another thing journaling does is it helps develop emotional intelligence. Because here's the thing, journaling is an outlet for processing information and increasing awareness. Now we've talked about other things, you know, we've talked about writing a letter when you're trying to get over something in a relationship. We've talked about the various tools that we use for tapping. Journaling is another tool, but it's an ongoing tool of awareness, and also it's a progressive tool so that you can go back and look at it and then keep moving forward, and it really helps you to gain perspective. Journaling is an outlet for processing information as well as your emotions, and it increases self-awareness. Another thing that it does, it helps to boost memory and comprehension. This is good for anybody at any time in their life, but you know, it causes the mind to compose and then recompose ideas. This act strengthens previously covered information and forces you to engage in cognitive recall, which then strengthens those neural connections and actually lays down new neural connections so that you get better at doing it. It also helps to strengthen your self-discipline or even develop it. So setting time aside to write, whether morning or evening, is an act of discipline. And discipline begets discipline. And habits formed in one area of your life have a tendency to spread. So journaling is a great tool for you to use to start creating new habits and reminding yourself of how well you're doing in creating the habit, because these are the habits you're going to use to take into your new life. It also helps improve communication skills. Writing has critical connections to speaking. When you're talking in your head and then writing down what you're talking about, it naturally translates into better vocalization. Journaling is another way of helping you heal both emotionally, physically, as well as psychologically. You know, when we translate an experience into language, we essentially make the experience graspable. Studies have also shown that the emotional release from journaling lowers anxiety, stress, and induces better sleep. We'll talk about this in a minute, but I think one of the best times to journal is just before you go to sleep, because once again, it clears the mind so that it's uncluttered when you go to sleep. And if you're one of those type of people where you wake up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep because you got things on your mind, this helps to alleviate that problem. Now, for anybody doing anything creative, journaling helps to spark creativity. You know, our struggle really isn't whether we're creative or not. It's how we let it flow. We'll talk about this when we go into the how-to journal, but one of the things we're going to talk about is simply writing, just throwing information down. Don't stop. Don't correct. And definitely don't worry about your punctuation or your spelling. Journaling also helps to really improve self-confidence. When you're journaling with no judgment, and you're putting down all of your positive experiences, which allows your brain to relive it. As your brain's reliving it, you start to feel good about the past experiences and about how you are developing. This is fantastic when the ugly head of self-doubt appears. The release of dopamine and the endorphins will boost your self-esteem and your mood. So let's begin. I first wrote down some questions for you that you can ask yourself while you're journaling. I've done this over the years and I've come up with these questions, and sometimes it's to get me going, and other times it's to help me to focus on specific things that I'm journaling about. So for this exercise, what I want you to do is I want you to get a separate notebook. I don't want you to journal in the notebook that you've been using in the course. I want this to be a separate notebook. Now, privacy is key if you're to write about sensitive information. So make sure that you put your journal away when you're finished and keep your journal out of sight. Begin anywhere and forget about spelling and punctuation. Just begin anywhere. You can write about the day. You can write about what's going on in your life. You can write about large issues, small issues. You can write about aspects of an issue. It really doesn't matter. You're going to sit down and you're going to start to write. And I don't want you to stop writing for at least 20 minutes. Now, when I first heard that, I was like, 20 minutes? Geez, what am I going to talk about? It's amazing when you simply write about whatever comes to mind. And if you get stuck, write about the fact that I'm stuck and nothing's coming to mind. Remember, pen to paper opens up the brain and allows you to be more creative, and thoughts will come flooding into your mind. Now, as you work to incorporate journaling into your life, remember, the elephant is best eaten one bite at a time. So patience and consistency are crucial in forming this new habit. One of the things that I did early on is that I put this in my calendar. And I actually put it in my calendar so that every night I was trying to go to bed at a certain time and wake up at a certain time. My bedtime was 11, and I put in my calendar to have an alert at 10:15 so that at 10:30 I could write for a half hour before I went to bed. It really improved my sleep a lot. It also helped me to organize my thoughts so that when I woke up the next morning, I had a lot of solutions already for issues that I was going to have for that day. And that's exactly what happens when you're sleeping. Your brain goes to work to figure out problems. What I want you to do is I want you to write quickly. This frees your brain from all the should'haves and the would'haves and the could'haves and all the other blocks to stop successful journaling. You're going through divorce. If it helps, pick a theme. Focus on something, whether it's peace of mind, confusion, overwhelm, anger, fear of change, whatever the case may be. When you're going through divorce, there's a ton of things that you can journal about. Or just simply journal about your day and keep it positive if possible. Make sure that you take some time while you're journaling to be appreciative and be grateful. The most important rule of all is that there are no rules. Just start writing. And whatever comes to mind, put it to paper. You know, through your writing, you're going to discover that journaling is an all-accepting, non-judgmental friend. So put it in your calendar, get your notebook, and get going.